A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Now, if before a date you like to spritz yourself to smell great for that special someone, you could be in good company. Recently, scientists in Japan have published a paper looking at ring-tailed lemurs who might be doing a similar thing. There's much debate about whether sex pheromones actually exist in humans, that is, whether we exude chemicals to stimulate some sort of sexual behavioural response in someone else. But could this be what's happening in our distant primate cousins? And what could this mean for us humans? Primate expert Jacob Dunn, who wasn't involved in the study and is from Anglia Ruskin University here in Cambridge, told me, Katie Haler, about the findings.
They were trying to understand whether male ring-tailed lemurs use smells that they produce in their body and they rub into their tail to try and attract females. Really interestingly, what the males do is that they change their smell and time it so that they become particularly attractive to the females during the breeding season, where females are much more likely to be able to get pregnant. So they become smellier, and according to the human researchers, start to smell more flowery, a bit like a perfume. They showed by the behaviour of the females that this actually attracts them more to the smell.
How did they actually do this research?
They use real ring-tailed lemurs, but in captivity, not in the wild. And some of the experiments they do, they're trying to present the animals with different smells and seeing how often and for how long they go along and sniff these different smells. But then from the males, they were taking from special glands that they have on their wrists, produces tiny amounts of a little liquid. And over a very long period, they were using tiny pipettes and taking very small amounts of this liquid. And then they went on to put this liquid into little cotton pads and give it to females to sniff to see whether they preferred the smell that males were producing during the breeding season versus the non-breeding season. Those chemicals are run in the laboratory, and then eventually they were able to identify some different compounds that seemed to be present more frequently during the breeding season.
What exactly are the chemicals that the male lemurs were producing more of during breeding season?
They found three compounds, basically, that they thought were important chemicals that they then went on to show to the females. Dodecanal, tetradecanal, and methyl tridecanal, that they found to be sort of putatively important in this behaviour. They're not necessarily saying, we've proven this. They're just saying, what we demonstrate is in line with, you know, these chemicals being important.
What's the significance of this? Has this got anything to do with the idea of sex pheromones?
In principle, yeah, this is really exciting because it could have something to do with the idea of sex pheromones. And we know that this happens a lot in other animals, particularly in insects. We know a lot less about it in mammals, particularly in primates. We know very little about it. The difficulty comes in actually whether we want to use the word pheromone or not. In this paper, they show that females sniff males more often during the breeding season and that these chemicals seem to be really interesting to the females. But that's only kind of hinting towards the fact that this is something to do with sex and reproduction. And what they don't look at is how other males respond behaviourally, because it could be that this smell is something to do with behaviour, but not necessarily a direct influence on reproduction.
From what I understand, the idea of humans releasing a sort of sexy pheromone to attract other humans is a pretty controversial theory. Is that right? Does this tell us anything about human behaviour?
It could potentially tell us something about human behaviour, but I think we're a long way off it actually telling us something. The whole area of whether humans use sex pheromones, whether we have pheromones, is slightly contentious. I think probably most experts would say there's no reason to think that we don't, because we think that several mammals do. In some cases, we know more. We do know a little bit more about other kinds of pheromones in humans, particularly those that link mother-infant behaviour. It's reasonably likely that sex pheromones do exist in humans, but we don't have any specific chemicals that we know elicit explicit sexual behaviours.
Jacob Dunn there, and that paper that he was referring to was published in the journal Current Biology.